Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
On WNYC, and as early as January of 2008, millions of people started receiving a telemarketing call letting them know that their factory warranty was about to run out on their car. Maybe you've gotten one of these calls. There are a bunch of blogs and videos out there, excuse me, of this call. We took this clip from a YouTube sample. Don't mind the music.
Please listen carefully. This is an important notice regarding your automobile. We recently mailed you a postcard to activate your extended warranty coverage. This courtesy call is your final notice that your vehicle will be removed from our system. This means the opportunity to activate your extended warranty coverage at deeply discounted rates will be lost. To speak with an agent regarding your options before the deadline, please press 1 now. If you wish to permanently remove your vehicle from eligibility for...
All right, I think we've heard enough of that. And now Verizon Wireless announced yesterday that they have stopped several companies from calling their customers to offer these fake, well, I don't know if they're fake or not, extended warranties, but they had very little grounding in the reality of anybody's actual warranty coverage. So should we expect those annoying robocalls to stop because of this Verizon announcement? I'm not so sure, but hopefully it's a step in the right direction. Joining me now are Jim Colgan. He's a producer on The Takeaway who in his free time has been blogging about this and trying to get to the bottom of who's behind these calls, and Steve Zipperstein, Vice President and General Counsel of Verizon Wireless. Welcome, both of you. Good morning.
Morning, Brian.
Steve, explain the settlement, first of all, that Verizon Wireless announced yesterday.
So we filed lawsuits against several of these companies that were offering these extended auto warranties, and they admitted that they violated federal law in doing this. The clip that you just played was a great example of the kinds of calls that have invaded the privacy of our customers. In addition to agreeing to an injunction that will stop them from engaging in this conduct, Brian, we also collected $50,000 from them, which we promptly turned around and donated to the Joyful Heart Foundation, founded by Mariska Hargitay, the TV actress on Law & Order Special Victims Unit. Uh-huh. Over the years, we've filed over 20 of these cases, and we've donated several tens of thousands of dollars to anti-domestic violence organizations around the United States.
And to be clear, your case against these companies only applies to calls received on cell phones, so this doesn't apply to landline calls, correct?
That's correct. Federal law prohibits using so-called robocallers or auto-dialing machines to dial cell phones. It prohibits the kind of pre-recorded voice technology that you played on your clip. And we recommend whether you're a cell phone customer or you're a landline customer and you don't want to receive these calls to register on the Federal Trade Commission's Do Not Call list.
Right. And I think there's a separate one for landlines and for cell phones. But Jim Colgan from The Takeaway, as a journalist, just getting one of these calls piqued your interest? You got one of these calls at home?
I did. And as a journalist and as one of these millions of people getting these calls, not just at home, but at work on my cell phone, for, like, repeatedly. And I did what everyone else does. I hung up right away. But I decided, you know, these are going to keep coming. Even though you can press 2 to have your name removed, it doesn't do anything, and anyone you ask will attest to that too. So I decided to actually press 1 to speak to a representative and actually engage the person and find out why I'm getting these calls and if I can, because having a call on the cell phone, an automated telemarketing call anyway, is illegal.
By the way, do you own a car, Jim?
I do not own a car.
So obviously these don't relate to any you know, any notion of reality about whose car warranties are about to expire or not, correct?
No, exactly. And they always said, this is the second notice. The factory warranty on your vehicle is about to expire. And that happened like dozens of times.
So you pressed 1 and you engaged a representative and?
I engaged a representative named Porsche. And I asked her...
Why not Fiat?
Yeah, right?
Mercedes.
and I said, you know, why am I getting these calls? I don't have a car. And she says, oh, I'm sorry, sir. We'll take you off the list. And I didn't believe her. So I said, but I want to know why are you calling? And she says, because we get these lists from manufacturers, etc., and sometimes they're in error. I knew it was a lot more than sometimes based on what I'd seen online and talking to people. But I asked her, could I speak to a supervisor? Like, I'm sure a lot of people have tried. As soon as you take that tactic, they hang up. So I went ahead and I researched this a bit more, and I looked to see how, first of all, how pervasive it was. And when I was looking at that, I realized that, do you know, Congress has been interrupted by these calls. I found a transcript of this hearing on healthcare reform, and suddenly you see the factory warranty on your vehicle is about to expire. And you see the Congress people saying, what's going on there? I don't know how these calls infiltrated a congressional hearing, but that's the extent that they go. So so eventually, last night, I finally tried a different tactic. I said, I am actually interested in getting a warranty on my vehicle. And they said, okay, sir, let me transfer you to a representative. And so I spoke to a representative, and he told me, he asked me about the make and model of my car and the mileage. And I said, you know, I don't actually have the mileage on me. Can you give me your number? I expressed interest in it. You know, I was just wanted to engage someone who might actually lead me to the source. And to complain about these calls, which is what everybody is urged to do, you need to know where they come from.
So, Steve Zipperstein from Verizon, are the warranties that they're selling actually real, as far as you know? Is the entire thing a scam, or are they selling you warranty extensions that are real?
Well, we really don't know whether this particular warranty product is legit or if it's not legit. Obviously, there are many, many legitimate insurance companies out there who have every right to sell their products. For us, the issue is you can't call our customers using auto dialers to try to sell what you're selling.
So
whether it's legit, whether it's not legit, whether it's something in the gray area, we don't really make that distinction. We want to protect the privacy of our customers, and we're using all the legal means at our disposal to do that.
So, Jim, you were able to find out something about the company that you actually called, right?
Exactly. And here's what's important. The company that I actually called is not the company that Verizon just settled with. If I understand this correctly, the company Verizon just settled with included a company that trades as U.S. Fidelis, which is also called National Auto Warranty Services. The company I called, it may sound the same, but it's not. It's called National Dealers Warranty, Inc., also in Missouri, but it's a different company. And I looked into that company, and there's a lot written about it from the Better Business Bureau in St. Louis or in Missouri who've tracked this. There was a lawsuit by the Missouri Attorney General against the company for doing exactly this. Huh. But yet they're still doing it, trading under a different name called Automotive Warranty Protection Services. And that's what I was able to find out just by speaking to a representative. So this is why I believe this will go on, because there are other companies. They changed their name. And, you know, it just seems very hard to control.
And it looks, Jim, like you're not the only one who's not taking this sitting down. Lulu in Jersey City is calling in. Lulu?
Hi, Brian. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
I'm a frequent caller. I've been so aggravated by it. I filed a complaint with the FBI last week. Because I'm an on-call worker, and I have to keep my cell phone on me all the time and keep it on 24 hours a day and answer any call I get in case it's work. And they first started calling my home phone last year frequently, and then I filed two complaints with the Do Not Registry. I was already listed with the Do Not Registry, but I filed actual complaints about these calls. Nothing happened. And then I didn't get any response about those complaints. And then about a week and a half ago, they got my cell phone number and started calling my cell phone constantly, which, like I said, I have to keep on all the time. And I called T-Mobile. I have T-Mobile and asked if they could block the calls. They said no, they're not able to block individual calls.
Mm-hmm.
And the calls kept coming. And so last week I filed a complaint with the FBI. And they were, I have to say, pretty lame. Huh. They were nice. They were friendly. But the guy said, you know, I'm not really sure there's that much we can do. I'm like,
right.
You're a law enforcement agency.
So, Lulu, I have to leave it there. I'm sorry, but that's a great story. We're running out of time. Jim, you wanted to react to that.
I do want to react to that, because I called the FTC as a journalist and said, a lot of people are complaining about these laws. The Federal Trade Commission enforces the laws that these companies seem to be violating. They say they can do nothing unless you know the person who's calling you. So why not find out, maybe a bit creatively, who the person is behind the call? And also, just to be clear, it's looking at the FTC's website, and the FCC also enforces this, you're not actually, it's illegal to call cell phones by telemarketers anyway, aside from the do not call list. It's also illegal to call anyone on the do not call list. It's also illegal to use these auto dialing calls at home as well, unless it's for specific reasons, emergency calls or non-commercial calls. So that's why it's violating.
So Stephen Zipperstein from Verizon in our last minute, what should people do if they continue to get this kind of call on their Verizon wireless cell phones?
Well, they should do what Jim did, which is to try to get as much information as they can about the caller, record the date, the time, the name of the person they spoke to, and then give us a call so that we can pursue this on their behalf. We're not done. We have more work to do. We're going to continue to file litigation against these people. Mm-hmm. We have more cases in the pipeline. And Lulu, all I can say is that if you were one of our customers, we would use all means at our disposal to protect your privacy from these people.
There's a link on WMYC.org for the how to file a complaint.
We put a link right on our page to Jim's blog called The Factory Warranty on Your Veal is About to Expire. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show for more information about how to file those complaints. WNYC's Jim Colgan from The Takeaway and Steve Zipperstein from Verizon Wireless, thank you both very much.
Thank you very much. #611 for our customers.
WNYC will provide live coverage of President Obama's primetime 100-day news conference. That's 8 o'clock tonight on AM 820 WNYC. I'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.